Agenda.
No.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as posted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item of business is the approval of the minutes of the August 27th, 2009 meeting. It's too many to read together. I'm going to do them individually.
On the 27th, there was some discussion about the comments made by Representative Schwarzkopf. Other than that, everything has been corrected.
All right.
So those comments have been included?
No, sir.
No, they have not yet.
No, they have not. Mr. Chairman, is regarding the approval of the minutes of August 27, 2009, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the approval of the minutes of August 27, 2009. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The approval of the minutes of September 10, 2009.
Those minutes for September 10, 2009 have been amended per the recommendation of Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve those minutes of September 10, 2009, as amended.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of September 10, 2009, as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The approval of the minutes of September 16th, 2009.
The staff and Mr. Robertson have both reviewed the minutes for the 16th, and they are corrected as existing. They will be, you could approve as circulated.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve as circulated the minutes of September 16, 2009.
Second.
I believe you meant the 24th.
Oh, it's 16th.
I'm sorry. 16th. Excuse me.
16th.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of September 16, 2009 as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The approval of the minutes of September 24th, 2009.
Now, Mr. Chairman, the staff and Mr. Robertson have agreed that there are no corrections to the minutes of September 24th.
Mr. Chairman, since I was not at that meeting, I'll not be voting on those minutes.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we do approve those minutes as circulated. The September 24th, 2009 meeting.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 24, 2009 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried 3-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up part of your Thursday night to join us in our endeavors. And I would, for those of you who are not frequent visitors here at Planning and Zoning, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you regarding the way in which we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998 and subsequently amended. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. All persons present are invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. After the applicant's presentation, or during the applicant's presentation, the commission may question the applicant and its witnesses. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents, but there will be no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants by the parties. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision number 2008-15, Jason P. and Donna S. Martini.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 5.72 acres into two lots located south of Road 231, 762 feet east of Road 226. Gentlemen, this was a minor subdivision. The applicant had reached the maximum number of lots he could create, so therefore had to apply for a public hearing to do the additional lots. There is no tax comment review necessary. These are minor subdivision lots. For the benefit of the commission, I don't think you've seen this. I passed down copies of the survey. We have a Del Dot letter of no objection received on August 8th of 2008. Lots 1 through 4 were created and approved in 2002. Lots 5 through 7 were created and approved in 2005. Proposing to create the additional lot number 8 and the residual lands. So really, they're only creating one lot. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, ma'am, if you would come forward and give us your name, please. Hi.
My name is Donna Martini.
Okay. Mrs. Martini, you heard what our director had to say about your application. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I want that piece of land for myself so I can build my own house on it.
Could you speak up? I can't hear you.
That I wanted that piece of land for myself so I can build my own house on it.
Okay.
All right, then. We thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Don't stay right there. You're good. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
I have no question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Schmidt?
Would you be kind enough to let the commission know what type of house or homes that you plan, will they be compatible with the existing homes in the area?
Hopefully it'll be nicer than the one that's next to it. Maybe a two-story.
Do you anticipate putting any deed restrictions?
Well, no, because it's for me, but it, no.
And do you have a septic feasibility?
Right now, the house that's there does have a septic system, but they do have a sewer line running from the trailer park that's down the road. So whatever I have to do, it will perk. But whatever I would have to do, the sewer or the septic.
So at this time, you've not contracted with a licensed site evaluator to check
that? I want to get ahead of myself.
Well, thank you. That's all.
Mr. Ross, no questions. All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, Mrs. Martini, we thank you. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2008-15, Jason P. and Donna S. Martini? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2008-15? Anyone on the commission have any questions? You have a question?
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2009-4, Roger C. Twaddell.
Just explanation for the Ms. Martini, who was just up here. The commission hears all the cases, acts on them at the end of the meeting, or else defer them to another meeting. So you can sit with us all evening, or you can call the office in the morning so we can tell you what took place. Your option. they're going to do all six public hearings, and then they'll make decisions on them all. Either they may defer, they may approve, they may deny. It's, we don't know until they get to that end. So we could be here for an hour or so, or we could be here until morning hours, like last week. So it's your choice. So the next application is subdivision number 2009-4. It's the application of Roger C. Twiddell to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 1.86 acres into two lots. Also requesting a waiver from the street design requirements and being located at the northwest end of a 50-foot private road west of Road 228A and 1,150 feet south of Road 38. Gentlemen, this application went to the Technical Advisory Committee for comments till on June 5th of 2009. We received letters from three adjoining property owners who utilized Biterman Way, voicing no objections to the proposed subdivision. Four lots exist within the subdivision. The applicant owns two of the lots and is converting those two lots into three. And I received no other comments to date from any agency or individual. And I believe you have copies of this application.
All right, sir. We thank you. And is there someone here representing this application? All right, sir. If you'd come forward, please give us your name. Actually, I don't think so.
You have an extra copy, Mr. Lane?
Pardon?
You have an extra copy?
Yep.
For the record, if you give us your name, please.
Yes, Roger Twiddell.
All right, Mr. Twiddell, you've heard what our director had to say about your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
I don't know where we came from two lots to three. The original application, which is the only one I have knowledge of, was one lot divided into half, which would make two lots. I don't know how we could have got three.
But you're converting part of your other property into as part of the project.
You mean part of the common driveway?
Yeah. So you just by taking that little piece of one, you actually are altering that third lot. It doesn't add to the number. It just you're taking one and making it into two, but it affected the third. I just said three.
I understand. Thank you.
All right, sir. Anything else?
Nothing I have.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Lang, could you tell me what the street requirements are since he's asking for a waiver?
Typically, the four lots or less would require crusher run, 20 feet wide, swales. Anything more than four would require pavement. Either crusher run, I mean crusher run with tar and chip, or crusher run with asphalt.
Mr. Twiddell, what currently is the road consisting of?
As far as I know, it's crush and run.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
I have a question for Director Lang. And that being, does the fire marshal have to review the road plan to make sure there's sufficient turnaround for fire apparatus?
No, it's actually done. Well, they provide the 38-foot radius requirement, and it's reviewed through engineering in the conservation district. We have to have final approval from each agency.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all.
Mr. Ross?
Are there any plans for the ongoing maintenance of the private road?
There's a deed restriction by all the people who live there, which will include one more if this gets passed, and the total liability for maintaining this private road which is Biederman Way, is divided by the people who live there. Maintenance of it is we do our own snow plowing and cleaning of it, and it gets leveled out two or three times a year and so forth. There's no big problem with it. We've lived with it. I think everyone there likes the stone rather than going to blacktop, but you know, this may be something at a later date we may have to consider.
Is that a formal agreement, or is it just kind of a gentleman's agreement between the folks that are there?
I've never seen anything written on it, so I can't answer your question.
Would you object if we asked you to develop a formal maintenance agreement to make sure the ongoing issues were taken care of?
We'll certainly try, yes.
No other questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lang?
Now, just to add to that as a statement, the plan is approved and the commission waives the requirements for the construction and requires that it be built the same or similar as what exists, which is Crusher Run. Then it's typically noted that there will be a note provided on your drawing showing that the maintenance will be provided either by you or by joint use, and a deed restriction can be referenced to clarify how it's done.
Okay.
I mean, that's been done just recently in the last month or so on another application. That's all I have.
Okay. Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
Quite, you understand that why that agreement is important is in case the properties are sold at some point in time and a new person comes in, and that way it's all in writing, they've got responsibility, there won't be any question. It's just to avoid those kind of problems, you know, later on. That's really the primary purpose of it. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has any questions or wants to speak in regard to your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2009-4, Roger C. Twaddell? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2009-4? Yes, sir, come on up and give us your names, if you would, please, and you may have the floor.
My name is Charles Biederman. I own the adjoining property to 12L's.
Okay.
The only problem I have is about the road. Now, this three lots, I don't know where that came up, but where you said something about adjoining in. Well, that's taking part of my property because where that original cul-de-sac is, I have to come off of that. Well, that's on my property. And the way I have seen the newer plot plan, what they designed, and they're going to take my property. And part of my property, I told Mr. Twaddell, I'm not giving up any of my property. That's the only thing I have against it. Yeah, you know, well, as far as the road goes.
Is this what you were looking at before?
Show me where you are. You're right here. This is you here?
Yes.
Sorry. That's you. Okay. And you're just cul-de-sac is here now. Right here.
Yeah.
So we're gonna call for it to be back here. Can't really tell what your process on that is.
It comes up. The line actually ran this way, and then when they put the road in.
Okay. Well, That's interesting.
Unless you can come up with something different for the roof.
Okay, well, we thank you for bringing that to our attention. No one here from the surveyors company, I guess, that could shed any light on. You know anything about any of this, Lawrence?
No, I saw a drawing. That's why I said three earlier, because I saw a neutered assessment card that showed that the applicant owned all three. That's why I didn't even pick up that it was Charles's property. And there's a triangle, sort of like a triangle portion there from the cul-de-sac back. It's probably 25 by 125 triangle that's being taken from Mr. Vitamin's property.
We don't normally do this, but Mr. Twaddell, I'm going to ask you to come back up and see if you maybe can shed some light on this situation for us.
Yes.
It appears from the gentleman's testimony and from what is shown on the drawing that that he is giving up a portion of his land in order to accommodate the cul-de-sac there. Were you aware of that?
No, not really.
Okay.
The property that we're talking about is at its widest point 7 feet wide, and it goes about 21 feet. The majority of the cul-de-sac is over on my property, and all of it would be if we need that to happen, every bit of it. This was drawn by the engineer firm that you see there, and that's who. There's no way that you can put the cul-de-sac in and not take some of that property.
Well, sir, that might be the case, but you don't own that property. You can't take the man's property.
There's a present cul-de-sac. In order for his sister to sell the property, my existing property, to me, there's a present cul-de-sac there.
Right.
And the majority of that cul-de-sac was put over on me. Now, all of a sudden, when this gets extended up and further onto my property, that there's a problem with that same piece of ground.
Well, but did you buy that piece of ground subject to that cul-de-sac being there? Or was...
I was never asked to. As a matter of fact, you all have in your possession sign-offs by all three of the people there. Mr. Biederman was well aware of that at the time.
At the time, the cul-de-sac was back here, right? Right? Is that what you're talking about now?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir, do you have an easement or anything?
Yeah, is there an easement agreement or anything? Or
allow you to extend
the easement
it?
Agreement comes up past where we're talking about. Moving this further up this way, it's not taking any more of the property. The easement comes all the way up here past his house, and you can see it. The easement's all the way up here.
Now, when you say the easement, though, I'm not talking about the actual roadway. Is there a recorded document that says that you have the right to extend that crusher run up to where it is right now?
Yes, there is an easement there, and the easement comes all the way up to his corner of his house. And this is within that jurisdiction of that easement.
Do you have a copy of that easement with you?
I do not.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and if that's the case, then that's the case. If this property has already granted an easement.
Mr. Biederman is well aware of it.
All right, well.
There.
Go ahead.
Let me just show you on the map here. There's a secondary road.
Okay. secondary road?
Which comes in here from there.
Yeah.
It's been approved by the highway department, DelDOT. It comes in, comes around here, and basically runs down that line there.
Right.
And back over and meets this easement here.
Right.
This has not stoned. It is, would meet the requirements for a fire engine for access. He could actually back down from here into there and not need the cul-de-sac at all.
Well. The problem is we have to act on what's been presented to us, okay? And if there's some reason to believe that there's an issue with this easement or some and so on, then we would have to investigate that before we could do anything. It appears that there's a notation here that says original right of way, and it doesn't look like that this easement is extended. I mean, I'm not doubting your word. I'm just saying it's not reflected on the drawing. And we would need to have something that tells us that this is okay, especially since this gentleman is contesting it. We would need to have something that tells us that this was permitted. That this was permitted within that easement area, because it looks like the original right-of-way line follows this profile right here. That's what it appears to me to be. It says original right-of-way, comes around. There's another line here that looks like that may be where the property corner was, and then he moved it back here to accommodate this. But I am neither a surveyor nor an engineer, so I'm just a guy.
Can I ask a question why that this is a problem now when Mr. Biederman, as well as all of us, will be getting, hopefully we never need the cul-de-sac, but we're leaving the area and room there for the cul-de-sac, and he will be getting this out if there's a fire or an emergency of any sort, as well as anybody else. And like I say, two-thirds of the cul-de-sac is coming off of my property.
The problem is that...
He's not the one that's in here asking for another lot. You are. And we can't, you don't own his land, so you can't run your cul-de-sac or anything over on his property without his permission, unless there is an easement that says that you're allowed to do that. I mean, I understand that it violates your sense of justice, but the fact is, though, I don't know that you would appreciate it if the same thing were happening the other way around. If somebody came in and decided they wanted to run a little easement across your property without your permission, so I mean, it's not, the man's not being unreasonable. It's just something you guys have to work out. Maybe you'll say it.
Might I suggest the commission on this one, if the gentleman said there's an easement, maybe you'd leave the record open for him to supply it?
I think that's what we'd like to do. We'll leave the record open to receive a copy of the easement.
Where will I get the recorded copy of the easement?
Well, it should be at the recorder's office.
Of deeds.
Down in the basement, yeah.
Thank you.
So I think that's... it'll be your best bet, and please be assured if it's as you say it is, then everything will be fine. But right now we need to see that because it is being contested. So, all right, sir. We thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Usually, it's one trip to a customer, sir. Get on up.
This is one of the stuff of mine. The last one we've done.
It just shows it. Doesn't show an easement, just shows a cul-de-sac. Yes, here, which I'll allow to see that too. Now that, there doesn't seem to be an easement indicated on that drawing, but we'll certainly give you the opportunity to locate one if it, if there is one.
Talk to your surveyor.
Talk to your surveyor, he'll know if there was an actual easement.
I'm questioning my own mind why he didn't pick it up when he did his work.
I have to agree with you, I'm kind of wondering that same thing myself.
The other road he was talking about, and that was something by a table which had been dispossessed.
Okay.
And you've owned your parcel?
25 years.
25, so.
And it's been silent for a year.
Okay.
But my mother had subdivided.
Thank you.
Still, this is only showing a private road, it's not showing the actual easement. We agree on that?
We agree that it does not show an easement, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do agree that it does not show an easement.
Mr. Chairman, if I might suggest, maybe it's something that these two folks can work out.
You guys are gonna have to, you guys are gonna have to take a visit to the courthouse or whatever, see if you can get a copy of it, find out what really exists, and what we'll do is we'll leave the record open to receive that. We won't make a decision on it tonight, and then we'll defer action and leave the record open so that you can submit whatever else you get, and then when we have it, we'll leave the record open for 15 days. We'll leave the record open for 15 days, and then give you time to talk to the surveyor, search for this easement, and then submit your findings to the office, to Mr. Lank here at the Planning and Zoning Office. And when that 15 days is up, we'll put it on the next available agenda, which could be 30 days away from that date or more, but we'll get it on there as soon as we can, and we'll try to get this resolved for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Mr. Chairman, might I suggest, since we just had the discussion, somebody put that in the form of a motion right now.
I was gonna say, we'll, is there anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
It was brought up earlier concerning the maintenance of the property. Do we want to see a copy of the deed restrictions that outlines that, or, because I thought that was made, that was referenced?
I think what Mr. Ross was indicating was that he would like to see that as a condition of approval. So we don't really matter too much what they have now. We've kind of more or less said that they.
Because we're kind of creating a homeowners association.
Yeah.
You can certainly ask for it.
You can certainly ask for it, sure.
That 15 days, yeah.
Okay, in addition to the easement, if Mr. Twaddell, if you have anything that, in the form of an agreement or a language in a deed or something that refers to the maintenance of the road and so on, we'd like to see that too, so.
Still need a motion.
Still need the motion.
Still need a motion, though. Well, what, well, we need to close the public hearing first?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll ask one more time. Anybody else want to speak in opposition to subdivision 2009-4? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. Referring back to subdivision 2009-4, Roger C. Twaddell. Gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision 2009-4, my motion is for deferral at this time, leaving the record open for 15 days for the applicant to provide documentation of an easement and a road maintenance agreement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2009-4, Roger C. Twaddell, leaving the record open for 15 days to receive a copy of any easements that might be on the property and any maintenance agreements that might exist between the property owners. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, we thank you. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2008.